Yes, a very good afternoon. Good afternoon to, our policymakers, our entrepreneurs, the consumers. And today, more specifically, good afternoon to our students and our parents and our education funders. And welcome to the business and economic segment with Kaveve Themburuka.
Yeah, and David Shombe. Yeah, thank you very much for tuning in to Eagle FM Namibia. We are very happy to be with you today. Yeah, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. Yes, business and economic segment is a platform where we discuss about matters of economic interest, matters of business development. We talk about matters of, national policies, and we also talk about international policies, especially regarding to economic development. And yeah, it's also a platform where we invite, developmental experts, agents of development, and this time also invite, people who are Kave, people who are very interested in education, and particularly education which contribute to the development of the country, not education in general, but that contributed to the development of the country. Yeah, and it's also a platform where we bring together the people who want to know and those who know, because as we have been saying, when we are here in the program of business and economic segment, it doesn't really mean that we are the expert of everything that we are going to say. We also gonna call the inputs of the callers, the inputs of the listeners, and you might not know what you have in mind could really help individual who are out there. That is, business economic segment is a platform for everyone, and everyone, after the basic discussion, after in-depth discussion, we are also going to, we are going to invite you to come to our program, call us, and, engage us on the matter that we are going to discuss today.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes.
And for today's discussion, it is a new year, so of course it's going to call for a lot of new things.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to just basically be unpacking how to navigate university or college or even BTC as a first year.
Yeah.
Because it can be a difficult time of transition.
Yeah.
It can be just a difficult time overall. Even though the students, they are excited for the new year that's ahead. You are done with high school for some.
Yeah.
Some are traveling far and wide, just to come join the best universities in the country.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an exciting time. But sometimes many students often, fall into that excitement too much where they don't really consider the challenges that also come with being a first year and, all the many things that they should evaluate and prepare adequately for. So we're just going to be unpacking maybe a few tips here and there.
Yeah.
Maybe also relate our own experience.
Yeah.
And just really, to best prepare whoever may be listening who's going to be a first year.
Yeah. No, while we are there, it's also very important because, it's one thing to complete your high school, or maybe you're advancing your points. And it's also one thing to transform from being, a learner to a student.
Mm.
And in most cases, a lot of people were not taught about this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just excited I'm going to the vocational training center. I'm excited I'm going to the college. I'm excited I'm going to university. I'm going to a Teconic university or any institution. But really, a lot of things can happen which can go on the way of a first year student. And I think for parents who are out there and also those learners who are going to be, first year university student or maybe college student or students at education at high institution, it's better for you to come closer to your radio, listen to few tips here and there, and you can also call in to ask for advice, because we are not just talking things that we heard. We are also talking about things from experience. How did we survive university, and how we also have seen a lot of brilliant minds have fallen.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and whatever in general, whatever happened in the country's economy, education is always important.
Yeah.
Completing what you have started is always important, unless really a situation which is standing on your way and cannot be avoided, such as sickness or something really happened tragic. But there are some things that you can avoid.
Mm.
There are some things that you can avoid, and there are also some things that you can just find yourself in them. But, we are here for you today, and we are going to give you free tips and how just to navigate the first year university, because it's a very difficult moment. It's a moment where excitement and also excitement, fear, and everything. You know, so new
all stuff.
Like, and you know, you don't know if it's freedom or another level of another level of yourself, because this is also a time where you have little supervision from your parents, and it's also a time where, you know, parents are excited about you being at university, and they are also, you know, have a different perspective about you being there, because you are on your own for the past 12 years or some 10 or some, you know, it can be 15. You have been in the care of your parents or your guardians.
Mm.
But this is a time where you have to make your own decision. It's also a time where you have to, you know, just to strategize about the future and also who you are networking with, because just before Kaveh, you get in university, is a very good jungle if you navigate it very well, and it's also a very difficult jungle because you have a lot of people with different intentions.
Mm.
Because remember, when you are at a vocational training center, when you are at a college, when you are at any high institution, it can be business school whatsoever, you don't only have people from your region.
Mm.
You don't have only your cousins who are there.
Yeah.
You don't only have people from Namibia. You have people from Botswana, you have people from Angola, South Africa, even North Korea, if needs be, all part of the world.
Mm.
People, you have international students.
Yeah.
And these guys.
And different classes also.
Yeah, different classes. Mm. Different classes. Yeah, obviously, but these guys are not coming from the same house.
Yeah.
They don't really care about where you come from. They don't care about your culture.
Mm.
Yeah, that those are some of the things that we are going to discuss about. And also the aspect of the economy also, we are going to discuss a little bit of it. And yeah.
Yeah, and I think we have to look at it from the very the fundamental part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when you are stepping into university, it's a different type of ball game. Because the way that I see, you know, especially for the people who are coming from high school straight, is that you're coming from a place that is, you know, structured, that has laws, where you're basically being told what to do. You know, you're under the care of your parents, you're being led into a certain direction.
Yeah.
And then you come here where there's no framework, you know, telling you what to do or how to study. Even the study techniques, you know, they change, because in high school, it's like, you know, you have people constantly on your back telling you to go study, telling you to do this. Like, you constantly have a schedule that you have to follow because you're under the care of somebody else. But university is basically that place, or college or whatever it may be. It's basically that place where you can now branch out as a person, because you are now over the age of 18, you are now legal. So you are expected to, you know, kind of make your own decisions, and you have all this pressure on you to be a person of your own.
Yeah.
And it's a very vulnerable stage, because you are growing up and you are trying to understand, first of all, who you are or who you want to be.
Yeah.
But then you also have now, you know, you have to now make your own decisions, in the sense that you have to now look at what's going to benefit you, and you have to start evaluating things on when will I find time to study, when will I find time to have fun with my friends, you know. You now have to balance your social life along with your academic life.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of where the hard part of the transition comes in, because you are now, you know, at the center of your life, and you are making all these decisions for yourself. Your lecturers will not be on you about studying. It's either you study or you don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where it becomes like a kind of a hard thing to maneuver through for young people, because you're trying to find that balance of, you know, making the right decisions for your academic life, but also leaving enough time for fun as a young person.
You know, when you spoke about, you know, fundamental issues, especially, you know, transition and social life, is that, you know, if I have to give you my experience, the first time I entered the University of Namibia, the first day, we used to hear when you were in high school to say, no, university is a relaxation.
Mm.
Because it was a motivation for us to study and pass. It was a relaxation. It's time where you're going to sit on the, you know, those green glasses.
Mm.
So you have you also have trees of orange and what. But when you are looking at these booklets, and you are also looking at advertisement on TV, I think this is also true.
Mm.
But my brother, my sister, when you enter the gate of University of Namibia, when you enter the gate of NUST, IUM, VTC, College of the Art, you enter a different world.
Mm.
Yeah, you enter a different world. And remember, people that you are going to meet, people have different classes, like you said, Kaveh.
Mm.
There is somebody whose pocket money is your household expenditure.
Yeah.
your household expenditure for the month, is somebody's pocket money.
Mm.
Yeah. And when you enter the lecture hall, enter the class, because I remember the first time I saw, there was one lady. it's a very beautiful lady, and she's wearing expensive stuff. But I later on realized that, no, she's first year in her third year. But we're all first year. No, they say, when she's sitting closer to you, there's a key of a Benz here. You know, there's the latest tablets, this. Say, what? Are we going to win? Are we going to win this? But you have to realize that you have to endure those temptations. Because other people, they end up, you know, asking their parents or pressuring their guardians for more money so that you can survive.
Yeah.
But that is not your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people, we are not the same. People, we are not the same. Yeah, that's why a lot of people, they end up thinking that they were not well raised. But it's just, you know, it's economic structure.
Yeah.
And those are not really important things, because there is a lot of things that you realize that a lot of young guys, when they enter university, they worry about, but they are not really serious. You worry about the fashion, you worry about how you look as a lady, you worry about your association, but you forgot why did you go there in the first place? Yeah, because just look at the game. The game is get a diploma, get a certificate, get a degree, you go back and do other things.
Yeah.
Because that is the aim. You get in and you get out. You find people, and there is a lot of things, not only social class, but we are going to dwell on them. It's just a matter of being, when you enter there, you must have a, maybe, I don't want to say write your goals, but you must have a tough skin on what you want, because you get lost.
Mm-hmm.
You get lost.
It's true.
Because you find yourself in the same class with somebody from DRC Congo. This is somebody who has seen war. And they don't care about quitting university, for example. I'm just giving an example. I don't mean everyone who is coming from there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, then you have somebody from the US.
Yeah.
And then you have somebody from Botswana, deep down Kalahari Desert. Then you have somebody from South Africa. But at the end of the day, why are you there? Yeah, that's why a lot of first year, they don't really, and I think it's also something that we're not taught. They don't really give up or not finishing their university because they are not capacitated, they are not able. It's only the situation which you find yourself. Are you able to win all these temptations?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I think the cornerstone of what you're saying, David, is that don't let comparison basically cut your academic life short.
Yeah.
So you have to remember where you're coming from and why you are there. You shouldn't just, you know, be focused on what other people are doing, because first of all, you have to remember, like, why am I here in this space? What do I want to get out of this university? Yes, it's good to have friends. Yes, it's good to do whatever. But then at the end of the day, you are going to be, you know, these people, even though they are doing the things that they are doing, still they're focused on their goals. So don't let whatever they are doing, you know, stray you from your goal, which is, of course, to get your diploma or your degree or your certificate. Like, you have to stay on track.
Yeah.
You have to keep your head on your shoulders. You have to remember why you started the journey, because university is a journey. And along the journey, you're going to meet different kinds of people, like you said, with different intentions, with different aspirations in life. And what you learn from them, what you take away from them, influence your journey. So it's important to see how you are receiving these kind of people into your life, how you are looking at them and their situations, because it will inevitably, you know, it will affect you in your journey. So it's important to remember where you are going and what you want to get out of varsity.
Yeah, and why you are there, and it's very important to, especially to our dear listeners, to listen, to say, we are not saying never get involved with those people, because sometimes, or in most cases, for you to go through the education at high institution, you don't need to make it on your own.
Yeah.
There are things of group work. There are things of presentation. But you must find a way how to, because these are skills that you are learning without you knowing. It's skills of team working.
Mm-mm.
You have to work with somebody that you literally don't like. Or, I don't like the way this person is behaving. I don't like the way this person is wearing something. Maybe some people are, you know, too traditional, or you are too, I don't know, their background. I don't like the way this person is looking at me. But at the end of the day, you must find a way to work with this person. But on top of that also, you find people who have very strong influence. I'm just having a very strong influence. I'm just a guy who say, no, Kaveh, after this group work, we go out, you know, go out in town. And you never drink anything in your life. You go out in town, just going to buy you just one savan, for example. Yeah, just one savan, one soft drink. Just for example. The second day, then you say, no, you know, lecture hall or, you know, classroom is it's not compulsory. It's who you want. It's who want to be there. Because lecturers cannot go and look for you in your room. It depends. Are you going to be there? What time? It just depends on you are controlling yourself. And there's something which, if you are not really careful, you know, Some people, they never recover from that.
Yeah.
Yeah, never recovered from it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think also one of the key tips as you're going into your first year, it's just to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like a lot of the time, many students put a lot of pressure on themselves to have everything figured out, to be, you know, to be on top of the ball game every single time. But mm-hmm. it's your first year. Just take it easy, you know, just go with the flow and don't try to rush into anything. Like, take the time to truly familiarize yourself, you know, with your campus, with your lecturers, with your course even, to truly, you know, get an in-depth understanding of what you're getting into and what you can get out of it. Because I feel like if you rush into things and you're trying to fit in and you're trying to be this, to be that, you want to be that guy or girl who's known everywhere on campus, you know, whom all the lecturers call upon.
Mm.
Like, you don't need that in your first day, you know. Just take the time to totally ease into the... Well, it's a new environment. It's a new system that you are getting yourself into. You don't know really how things work. So take the time truly to, you know, to pace yourself and to truly understand everything, especially your course. Because also if you're running around, you know, trying to achieve this and that, you won't really understand your course or the depth of it. So take the time really to evaluate everything and just breathe, man. Because, you know, the first years, they are always...
Must breathe.
they are always on top of things. Yeah, they're just running around here and there. Yeah. Just breathe. Yeah. Like, take a moment to breathe, honestly.
No, that point of breathing is very, no, it's necessary. You know, you must breathe because you know. I compare being a first year student with being a final year learner at high school.
Mm-mm.
It's always a transition.
Yeah.
You think about what's going to happen when you got into that. You think about how to figure it out, because and the one thing, you must also be prepared to be wrong.
Mm. Indeed.
Yeah, you must be prepared to be wrong, because, and you must also be prepared to be, to fail, not really to say to fail the first year, because in most cases, the education system, they say there is no really direct integration from high school to university or to high institution of learning, because the people are not going to teach you.
Mm.
You are going to teach yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, because if somebody is giving a lecture, when somebody is giving a lecture, it's not teaching you.
Mm.
And you must understand this one. Your professor is not your teacher.
Yeah.
He's just facilitating.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes it depends on the course that you are doing. If you are doing a science course, he's still a facilitator.
Mm.
He come to class, some of them, and what is also very interesting, they come, some different academics, they are coming from different, different also countries.
Yeah.
Find somebody who speak American English, find somebody from DRC, find somebody from Britain, and you must navigate those things. And these guys, I don't want to say they don't care with you, because when you are first year, you are sometimes you are 100 in one lecture, in one lecture hall,
mm-hmm.
or in one class. Then by the time you are on your 6 month, maybe you are just 30.
Mm.
Then it's the survivor of the fittest.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the time you go to a second year, then you realize that some of the guys, they fall out.
Mm.
But where are these guys? Ask yourself, were they misled or were they just trying?
Mm.
Yeah, those are some of the things. And just be ready to fail. Fail and stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be ready to fail. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Indeed, because like you're saying, you know, when you're saying that your lecturer is not your teacher, I feel like that was one of my worst mistakes going into university.
Yeah.
Because I went in there with the high school mindset that, you know, this is a person that's supposed to teach me every little detail, every little thing. I must just be, you know, you must explain it to me like how they used to do it in high school.
Yeah.
But then you get there and this person, you know, has a presentation.
Mm.
They're going to read that thing word to word and then they walk out.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, that's it.
Why did I come
here? Why did I come here? What happened? What? And then you have to take it upon yourself to understand that this is how university works.
Mm.
They're going to give you the information. They're going to give a small explanation of it. And then from there, what you do with that information, it's on you.
Yeah,
whether you go back to your room and you go study and you go over your notes, or whether you just choose to go with, I understand from the lecturer, it's enough. Like, where you end up at university at the end of the year, I feel like it's truly on your shoulders, even though that's a lot of pressure to have, but still it's your decision that truly is going to, you know, going to allow you to pass your first year, because you're going to need your case mark, you're going to need, your assignments. If you're not engaging in all these things, truly, you won't get anywhere. And this is not a place where people are going to force you to do your schoolwork.
Yeah.
That's a lesson
I learned. Teaching yourself.
You have to teach yourself.
Yeah.
So truly be on top of your work.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to, you know, check up on you and be like, did you do that assignment? Did you do what? If you don't do it, it's on you. You get a zero.
Yeah, it's true. and I think maybe the better way to survive the first year, because, Kaveh, if you survive the first year,
Mm.
Now you can get a PhD.
Yeah.
There's no corner of the world which can stop you if you really survive a first year. But the other thing that we must also look at is also, you know, there are those unforeseen cases, maybe things which are out of your control, like finance.
Yeah.
Like finance, because education is very expensive, and especially personal finance. Mm. We talk about personal finance a lot, especially in this program, but when you are a student at the university, if you don't have a, I think bursary is easy. Mm. If you have a bursary, you have pocket money. If you have loan, you're also lucky, but you have, you know, pocket money which can come, I think, after a term now. Mm-hmm. At that time, we're just coming, you know, after that year, then you get your refunds or something. But I think one thing I've learned from university is personal financial management.
Mm-hmm.
I must always make sure that I have coins that can sustain me until, you know, the end of the month.
Mm.
If there's 1 week before, you know, the end of the month, I have to make a way.
Yeah.
I have to make a way either to, you know, you can ask parents, you can ask, you know, guardians. You can also do extra jobs that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You can do extra jobs that you can do, because money will be required every day.
Mm.
And it's also going to challenge you, because when you are at university, because, you know, you have new friends, right?
Mm.
In weekends, there's this thing, like us men, I don't know about you ladies. you know, there's these things of, you know, you go out, you know, you have this, you know, poiki party, what?
Yeah.
It's young guys, we are going and socialize, which is not a problem.
Mm.
But you come to a point and you say, man, am I going to this poiki party, or should I do my assignment?
Yeah.
then you ask yourself these things. Am I going to use this $100 to buy food or maybe drinks? Or should I spare it for my taxi money?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to gamble. And that's why some people, they just say, no, I'll do it online.
Yeah.
I'll do it online, or I'll tell somebody to sign in for me.
Mm-hmm.
But you're already losing.
Mm-hmm.
You're already losing. But I think with personal finances, it's also going to teach you how to manage your money.
Mm,
yeah, because you are now an adult. People just say, no, your parent can send you money. I don't know how much, but you have to fight with it.
Mm.
If you can spend it within 2 days, yeah, like, you know, ladies, you can gamble to say, no, am I going to do my nails, or I'm going to pay my taxi driver?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to take younger, nowadays it's younger. Or am I going to, you know, just this thing. But see what is very important, because at the end of the day, a student will never have enough.
Mm-mm.
A student will never have enough.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess it just really goes back to where your priorities lie.
Yeah.
And you have to understand your priorities in order to manage your finances better.
Mm.
You have to understand that even though, you know, some things are fun and you want to go,
yeah,
there are other priorities. Like, you know, you have to get to school. So you have to see that as an option over, you know, a night out.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to, you know, invest in your resources. You know, you want to purchase this book or that book for additional research.
Yeah.
You know, these are things that you're going to have to look at, because there are decisions that you're going to have to make. And you can't always, you know, be going back to your parents every single time. Also, you have to see maybe what other alternatives can I use? Can I start a small business on the side?
Mm.
Or where can I get this extra, you know, funds?
Yeah.
If you can't start a business, maybe how do you, I don't know, maybe reinvest in a business or become partners with somebody who already has one, just to try to get that small income in, because you're going to need a lot of money.
No, you are going to need a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that need for a lot of money will also create envy in you, and you fight a lot with your parents if you are somebody who don't want to assist one another. And the best thing to do, not really to say put too much pressure on yourself. Because first year is just first year.
Mm-hmm.
The number of modules that you are getting, they are equivalent to your understanding.
Mm.
And don't kill yourself over modules.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take time, you know, think and plan very well. And don't be this too serious, because life is not always about being too serious, because you also need your time out.
Mm.
Yeah, also need your time out, and, you know, just relax.
Yeah.
Relax and focus.
Indeed.
And remember, you are first year.
Mm.
And when you are first
breathe.
Year, yeah, breathe. And you have a lot of things to learn. And these are some of the things, they look like it's easy, but it's very difficult. And once you pass that first year, or once you understand really what you want, I think you can do it.
Yeah.
We are going to a commercial break, then we are going to open our line, then... Yeah, we want inputs from, you know, can be learners, parents, and, you know, sponsors also. Yeah.
The festive season comes with a lot of traveling. Whether you're driving out of town, making a dash to the store, or simply crossing the street, ensure your safety by adhering to all the road rules during the holiday season. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe mbali heavy nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the Business and Economic segment, Lecture Hall 1. We are unpacking how you can, you know, best navigate your first year, whether you're going to university, college, or even BTC, really. How can you best, you know, adequately prepare yourself for that kind of transition where you're coming from a place where you are under, you know, a structured way of doing things, and then you move into a place where you now have to be in control of your life and you now have to make decisions on your own. How can you truly, you know, manage your finances? How can you be productive while also balancing your social life in that aspect? And you can engage us in studio. Our studio number is 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. Now, David, you know, when you're a first year, one of the things I've also realized is that networking is a very important aspect.
Yeah.
Because you're meeting people who are, you know, not per se in the same field as you, but also people who are in other fields.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is something that you can use even in your work life after varsity, because sometimes I feel like even in this career that we are doing, especially some of the people that you now have to call or you have to revert to for interviews are people that you even met at university.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good platform to really, you know, spread out your wings and to find people like-minded, but also people with maybe contradicting ideas who you can one day, you know, tend to, or you can, you know, lean on. Because I feel like somehow, somewhere, all these different careers somehow intertwine at some point in life, and you're going to need people.
Yeah.
So we have to really understand why it's important to network at university and how we can, you know, best use it to our advantage.
Well, we are there. So who to network with? Because you can talk to anybody. You can become a friend to anybody.
Mm.
But it depends on where they are going to take you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the aspect of networking is necessary, because in this life that we are in, you can't make it alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. No matter how intelligent you are, whatever you do, where you come from, you always need people. And some of these guys that you are networking with, you know, it's a journey of life. Not all of them are going to finish university sometimes also.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But you are still going to need them.
Yeah.
You are still going to need them. Because it's making, you know, just have alliance, making people that you can talk to and have friends. Because university will always give you new people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as we are in high school. But these new people, because we are in the same field, they are going to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are going to assist you either in terms of advice, or in terms of, because you are going to meet, you know, they call it the corridor of success. Because after university, after college, you are going to meet with these guys.
Yeah.
You are going to meet with these guys. Some of them are going to assist you. Some of them you are going to assist them. Yeah, that's why, you know, one thing with me, I think I was not really very good at the networking, but you have to be forced to network.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I have to make a lot of friends.
Mm.
By the time I was a second year, I had a lot of friends at university, and I know who to talk to if I want to go to a sport training, and who to talk to if I want to go and study.
Yeah.
And I also know who to talk to if I'm in the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, because every friends must know their places.
Yeah.
If you are good with basketball, we go out and train.
Mm.
If you are good with soccer, we go out and train. But if you are not good with academics, or you don't really care about academics, why should I come to you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it depends, because friendship, as long as you want to make it, there must always be, you know, interest that what am I giving this person, what am I getting?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Something must connect you to the person.
Yeah, something must connect you.
Yeah.
Because if you're just a friend, every time you are going to town,
go spend money.
Go spend money. And you know, university life, first year is very best. but confusing, and also can take you down very fast.
Yeah, it's true.
Very, very fast.
Yeah, so I also think for the people who struggle with making friends or being open to new people, like you said, maybe they can, you know, engage in that by maybe joining clubs at the school. Because I know universities always have a lot of activities going on campus, whether it's a chess club, debate, you know, whatever, all these extracurricular activities that you could, you know, join just as a way to meet new people and a way to, you know, to make those bonds.
Yeah.
And to, because if we're in the same chess club, obviously we're going to have a basic topic to begin on, and then we can build from there.
Indeed.
So it'll be easier for you. It's an easier approach, you know, to put yourself out there to just engage and see where you can really best fit in and where you can develop as a person, whether you're growing your just personal skills, you know, communication skills, whatever skills, or even just technical skills that you need even for your field of study now.
Yeah.
So those few things really can help you out when it comes to engaging and, you know, just being open and allowing yourself to meet new people.
Because why we talk about, you know, joining clubs, we don't mean clubs because you need to explain to people, because when you are joining a club at university, you know, they are different. It can be association. If you are a singer, there is choir. If you are a debater, there is a debating team. If you are, you know, you love sport, you can join a, you know, university, you know, sport team. Because if you are always too serious and focusing on your books, you will never get time to distract your mind, because your mind does not only eat academics, it also need a balanced diet. You can't just eat books.
Yeah,
because your mind, you know, your mind needs a lot of things. Yeah, you need time to sleep, you need time to eat, and you also need time to enjoy, you know, how do they call it, non-academic activities. There's a word, how do they non-academic activities. Yeah, and that's the only way you are going to connect with people, because if you are just sitting in your corner, you find it miserable.
Yeah.
And it will not work out for you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And another good point also is that for the first years, a good support system is very crucial. So I think this is also where the parents can come in, because if you are sending somebody to university, understand that it's going to be a lot on their mind, because, you know, for a young person, it's hard to transition. It's hard to fit in. It's hard to find your correct circle of friends. Already this person has that kind of pressure on them. And I feel like sometimes as the support system, you know, as the, you know, the guardians or the friends or the family, sometimes we tend to forget that, you know, we shouldn't neglect mental health.
Yeah.
We shouldn't neglect, you know, the person who's in university, because students are going through a lot.
Yeah.
And from, you know, trying to balance your social life, this and that is happening in your personal life. And on this side, you have school.
Yeah.
On this side, you know, you have lecturers who are on your case about this and that.
Yeah.
So a good support system is crucial, because you need somebody to talk to. You need somebody that you can lean on. So for parents, for guardians out there, if you're having a student, somebody who's a student, or who's going to be a student for the 2025 academic year, it's really important to play your part and to allow yourself to be that shoulder for somebody to lean on, because a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety happens throughout universities and college and whatever. So just be a pillar of strength for the student, because they truly do need that. Even if they won't come to you and say that, no, mom, dad, I need this or I need that. I think it's important for us as a support system to just avail ourselves in that regard, to say, even if the child is not coming to you, it's for you to go to them and just to really, you know, create that atmosphere where they can just be open with you, and they can, you know, ask for advice, ask for help, or you just offer it in a sense, because you know your child. I mean, you raise them. So you know when David is not okay, it's when he's acting like this. So you just offer that support and you offer that care, just to show that, you know, the people have somebody around them, or they have an environment where they can go and air out their concerns.
It's true. Look, because, you know, when you enter university, and a lot of people don't talk about this thing, especially it can be gentlemen or ladies. This thing, you find a lot of freedom there. Then some people they're coming from a very strict families. They never dated in their life. But when they enter university, you fall in love for the first time. Then you have this fantasy that this is a woman that you are going to get married to. It's a guy that's going to take you to the honeymoon. But it's just fantasy. These things are not going to work out sometimes. Because when you are at university, some of them, they can work. But trying a lot of things at the same time will not work out. You must make sure that academic is number one. Number two is your peace. Because you find this, a lot of guys or ladies, they are in a lot of stress because of love her face. But did you go there for to find the partner in the first place? But if you find one, that is fine. But you are first year.
Yeah.
You are first year. And you really think people, if you are first year, and a lot of people will take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, some of the ladies, not everyone. People take advantage of you to say, no, she's just a first year. She does not know things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you must be very careful. A lot of things can happen and you will not finish your university.
Mm.
And that is it's a jungle that you are on your own and there's no parents who is watching you there. Unless you come home and tell them. Mm. Unless you come home and tell your guardian, sometimes they are not even available.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you go there, everything is there, good and bad. Yeah, no, everything is there. And people don't talk about university. And I'm feeling pity for just those, you know, smart students who just come from high school and very good and focused.
Mm.
But when they enter the gate of any institution, they realize that everything is on your own.
Mm.
It's how you decide and it's how you navigate. And you must be really tough, because at the end of the day, priority number one, get in, finish within a given time. If you are stuck, it's also fine.
Mm.
Then you can extend 2 or 3 years or whatever, but get what you want and move out.
Mm.
Like, get what you want and move out. And you also going to grow, because most of the things that you really wanted the first year, when you become a second year, they become unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So, yeah.
Indeed. So that's why I think it's important when you are saying, you know, we have to go in with a goal,
yeah,
and then you have to make sure that you maintain your goal throughout, because there are a lot of distractions, and we're not, you know, saying these things maybe to make you fear university or whatever, but it's the cold hard truth.
Yeah.
When you enter those gates, so many, the way that you know, people describe university and the way that people describe colleges, it's not per se necessarily what's there when you are there, because you get to experience so many atmosphere, so many different things, so many people, so many different personalities.
Mm.
And you are just trying to, you know, make the right decision, you know, also trying to remember how you were raised and the customs that you were raised to.
You take out some.
Yeah. And you're not trying to apply them here.
Yeah.
But then you also have friends who are doing this and that in it one regard, because, you know, young people seek their friends' validation more than their parents.
Yeah.
They always want approval from, you know, their peers. Mm. So whatever your friends are doing, you know, it's a cool thing, it's an in thing. You also want to do it. And, you know, you're trying to balance that with how, you know, the norms that you grew up with, knowing that this is right, this is wrong. Huh. So it can be difficult in that regard. But truly, if you stay true to who you are and really the goal that you have, I feel like it will be easy for you to maneuver through it, because you know what you want to get out of it. So therefore, if you have that kind of self-discipline, nothing can really stray you from your goal. So it's really your decision and it's really your choice that you make that will, you know, get you somewhere or end your journey short.
Yeah. No, when you talk about where you come from, that is important.
Mm.
Yeah, because when we are sent to university, especially I don't want to use this word, but yeah, it's fine. When you are sent from university, the community is looking up to you.
Mm-mm.
They say, no, it's only Kaveh from my family who managed to go to university. It's only Kaveh who managed to complete grade 12. They are just there clapping hands to say, no, my daughter is at the university. My daughter is going to do A, B, C, and D, which is really nice. But when you are there, they don't know how many bullets you are dodging. Because them, they just expect to say, no, Kaveh is done. Kaveh brought me the certificate.
Mm.
Now, when now you don't meet their expectation, because it's a disappointment to you, and also to them.
Mm.
Yeah, then they also not consider. They just say, no, Kaveh, you are not serious with life.
Yeah.
How come I sent you to university and you did not come back with anything? Mm. Just academic record with 2 modules which you passed. But sometimes, you got stuck.
Yeah.
You got shot.
Yeah. Because a lot goes on at university.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. And if you don't have a bulletproof, you are not going to survive.
Indeed.
Yeah. But our dear listeners, we are not scaring people to go to university. We are just telling, especially, you know, parents, guardians, and students, especially those who are going to be, you know, first year this year.
Mm.
You know, it's good to take your time and observe where you are going.
Yeah.
And also, it's also very important to ask somebody who was already there, just to take you through. This is what to be done, what not to be done.
Mm.
And don't miss the orientation day. It's very important. That is the introduction.
And
that is where you are going to be introduced. Let's go to a commercial break.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo, ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, otuna evi toda njuka, okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange, tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamo ili nawa, ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko, derewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Katima Mulilo at 93.1. Listen to Eagle FM in Orangemund at 107.7. Listen to Eagle FM in Otapi at 93.6. Listen to Eagle FM in Rundu at 106.3.
Yes, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1, the Business and Economic segment with Kave and David. We are talking about how to best navigate through university, college, or even VTC as a first year, because this can be a very difficult time for many people, because they are, you know, it's a hard transition from coming from a humble, you know, beginning of, you have your parents, you have your teachers, you know, telling you what to do, helping you out here and there, and then you now have to do all these things by yourself. How do you truly, you know, just navigate that aspect of life? And just before the break, we were also getting into, you know, we don't want to scare, you know, the listeners at home about university, but we're just here to really facilitate the conversation and just to state our experience and the cold truth, because these are some of the things that, you know, people won't tell you about university. You know, people will describe this heaven-like place that's all paradise and all flowers and whatever and sunshine. But
especially the green grass and
the palm trees.
Palm trees and, you know...
Yeah,
orange trees and all the apples, and you are just there relaxing because it's like destiny.
And you're told it's a place to go relax.
Yeah, it's a good motivation, but that is not. It's not really destiny. It's just a place to pick up some paper, then you continue with life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go there to pick up some paper. You also have fun.
Mm.
Yeah, because just go there, pick up your paper, which is variable.
Yeah,
it's variable. You get the skills, network as much as possible, without forgetting why you went there.
Mm.
Then you come out very, very fast.
Mm.
or because by the time you are done, you can continue. You can do your postgraduate, which is fine. But what is very important is just never get lost in your first year, because that is our advice for today. To say, if you can really manage to push through the toughness of the first year, I think the second year will not be difficult for you.
Yeah,
because if you're already stuck in the first 2 months, no, I miss my mom home, or the money is not enough, or I don't have enough clothes, or my phone is not on standard, or I need more clothes to go out, then you will not survive. You will not survive.
You have to lay your foundation in a good way so that you can, you know, build on it for the rest of the years that you are there. Because if you start off on a wrong foot, you won't, you know, the chances are that you most likely won't finish. So you want to have a good start to your university life so that you know that you can journey through and you can push through from the way that you started. You can learn from that. You can build on that. That's how you can, you know, truly see it through to become a graduate.
Yeah.
Because if you let all these distractions get to you in your first year already, then you have a big problem ahead.
Yeah, and I also think because university is also testing your character. Can you really hold on when things are very tough?
Yeah.
Because that is going to test your character. Because if you can manage, you know, 2 years at university, 3 years at university, 4 years, and come out with something. Now you can manage a business. You can manage a relationship also because you can be committed to something.
Yeah.
You can be committed to something, but if just after two things that you don't like or you react very fast and you are not going to last. You are not going to last because you really get lost.
Indeed.
Yeah, you really get lost.
And I think what we are saying about, you know, university is really how it turns out for you. It's really your choice and your doing because we have...
There's a caller.
Oh, there's a caller.
Yeah, take.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
We are good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Yes, who is this?
Are you talking to Saki?
Saki, awesome.
Yeah. I want to air my arguments here.
Okay.
So, my argument, you know, we were being given the scholarship by the Ministry of Youth and Service. So, to the office of Prime Minister, they were assigning us that we have to go in for the special trainings and the NEMT. It was 2020. So that after time, so the corona came and we successfully complete our trainings. So there was different of fields like plumbing, sheet metals.
Okay.
And there was also the diesel mechanics. There was a fit and turn, and there was dress designer, designers, cost designers, and administrations, bricklayers, and everything. You see, now my argument is here. If you could see it in the Ministry of Work and Transport Communication, there is a need of the people who has been centered on that. But actually, the plan of the Office of Prime Minister, they fail to complete or to accomplish the task according to the employment for the special training of that, I'm talking the CLS and you see, and others use personnel from different backgrounds of marginalizing of war, marginalizing of San community, Wahimba, and so on. So therefore now, if you can see it, we will look at the officers or the buildings, the hospital, the water leakage. And therefore...
That is Saki.
Yes.
You said you were given a scholarship. Where are you calling from right now? And what are you currently doing?
Babadan, can you come out again?
Where are you calling from?
Where I'm calling from, I'm in Swakopmund. I'm in Swakopmund this moment.
What are you doing at Swakopmund?
Actually, in Swakopmund, me myself, I'm a self-employed, and I'm selling my kapana and other things.
But you did the artisan related course.
Pardon?
Which course did you do at NIMT?
I was doing the plumbing and sheet metals. Level three.
Did you complete it?
I completed, and therefore
Sorry. Did you listen to our program just before you gave us a call?
Pardon?
Did you listen to our program before you give us a call?
No, I didn't. Sorry for that. Maybe if I'm out of the topic.
No. We hear you. However, what we are discussing today is how to navigate the first year of university.
Okay. I'm sorry not to diluting things.
Yeah.
But actually, this is painful. Also, I was writing the letter to the Office of Prime Minister. Yep. And those people, they cannot respond if people are aggravated. I don't know what's the problem. How is coming to the election?
But at the second, yes. you can find the okay. platform to communicate.
Let me be end up here because I will at least tune myself and at least to listen to the program.
Yes,
but
please.
I'm sorry for diluting and broaching some relevant issue in the special program of you.
Please.
But I will at least monitor and once the time is coming, I'll tune myself and I come up with my good.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important for Tatesaki to reach out to the relevant stakeholders on that matter.
Yeah.
But however, before the call, we were talking about, you know, it's your choice really how your university life or your journey ends turns out to be, because what you're trying to do is trying to, you know, to produce people who are eligible to be to be productive within the workforce.
Yeah.
So if you have a lecturer, you know, who is just there to facilitate or just there to guide you to some extent, it's also upon your shoulders on the type of employee that you're going to be or the type of manager that you're going to be.
Mm.
It's on your shoulders because these are the things that you learn at university.
Yeah.
So your lecturer is there to take you up to a certain level, but then from there, your development really is on your shoulders. If you want to become the best manager out there, the best employee out there, you know, there are certain things that you're going to have to apply pressure on yourself to say, I'm going to, you know, take the night shift and I'm going to study or throughout the night. I'm going to take the extra time to do my assignments. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Because that's truly how you become an adequate person in the workforce, because of those little things that you truly, you know, take upon yourself, those small responsibilities that you take upon, you know, to improve your skills while you're at university. And these are some of the things that you have to practice already from your first year.
Yeah.
Because if you want to get somewhere from your first year already, you have to already have that aim to say, okay, after this, I want to open up my own business to employ this many people. And for that, I need communication skills. I need what. So you try already to apply those things while you are there in your first year.
Yeah, no, it is, you know, it is testing your character and your toughness. I like saying toughness because look, when you look at as we are coming from a different background, you know, some people, they have study areas at home.
Mm.
But some of you, when you are coming from university, you are going to sleep with your cousin or your brother.
Mm.
Or you have a very small apartment, you don't have a study room.
Mm.
Some people, they have study room, their materials already there and internet at home.
Mm.
But for you to win, what do you need to do? Find a way how to be on the same spot with this person.
Mm.
Maybe you have some extra 2 hours at the library. Because if you just knock off and you run the home, you drive home, you go to a taxi, whatever mode of transport you use, you just need to find a way how to keep up. Because no one can say, no, I think my son did not make it because he did not have a study room at home. Some people, they make it too tough. Some people, they don't have electricity when they are coming from, but they are passing.
Mm.
But maybe some of you are better, you have a little bit of something, which you don't really need to take it for granted, because I'm always telling, you know, especially my cousin, this: if you are a student, it's always not enough.
Mm.
For a student, it's always not enough.
Mm.
Yeah, it's always not enough for you. It's how you manage it. Because sometimes it is enough, but really you cannot manage it because you are still in a transition.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have only 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
So... yeah, just to all the students, you know, going into the new year, maybe they're going to be first year this year. Just good luck to you, because at the end of the day, it's all about time management.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for your academics? When do you put the time to study?
Mm.
Don't expect your lecturers, you know, to teach you every little thing, because they are only going to teach you up to the curriculum, you know, what it points out. But then the extra effort to make sure that you truly understand what you're being taught, to make sure that you can even, you know, write a book about what you're being taught on your own.
Yeah.
That kind of level of understanding, it's all upon your shoulders to go the extra mile. Put in the effort, and also when it comes to your finances, you're gonna have to learn how to manage your finances, because you're going to need money, whether it's for food, because sometimes you can have a class in the morning and the next one is at night, and then you have to stay on campus. So how you manage your resources, how you manage your funds, is crucial. Also, it's a key takeaway that you have to look into. Plan out your days of the week, plan out your expenses, and see where you can come in to reach all your goals for the week. And then also a good support system, like you were saying, it's good, you know, surround yourself, whether it's with your parents or peers that you can truly talk to, because sometimes it can get overwhelming and you can be anxious to some extent. So you want to make sure that you have a support system that you can lean on when, you know, when the going gets tough. You have to have people there whom you can, you know, talk about your concerns and your questions, even if it's teachers on campus or whoever, but just have that support system there to guide you and just to have them to lean on. And with that being said, it is now time to hand over the mic to Tatena Luvanda for the Omtuma program. So thank you so much for tuning in and for engaging with us here on Business and Economic Segment, Lecture Hall 1.
Until next time.
Until next time.
See you tomorrow.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona.